KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And we have mostly clear skies in Atlantic, 61 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Our weather forecast for today, calling for it to be sunny and breezy with a high around 82. In the news, Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese was named president of the Iowa Firefighters Association during the association's 137th annual meeting that began last Wednesday and ended Sunday in Lake City. McNeese is the 10th Atlantic fireman to be honored as the IFA president. His term runs through 2016. Mark McNeese was elected fire chief at Atlantic in 2007. In addition to McNeese's accomplishment, Atlantic Fire Department personnel who attended the meeting helped to win two awards, including those for Best Fire Prevention and Best Motor Vehicle 1961-70, both of which were included in the Fireman's Parade at Lake City. 19 of the department's 38 members attended the 2015 convention. Members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold their regular monthly meeting tonight in the Media Center at the high school. The session begins at 7:30 with the retiring board, which includes Dennis Davis, Phil Haskell, and Rod Hartwig, along with the remaining board consisting of Christy Pellet and Josh McLaren, acting on approving a canvas of the September 8th elections, the 2014 certified annual report, and special education supplement prior to adjourning. Afterward, new school board members Allison Bruckner, Keith Swanson, and Jenny Williams will be sworn in by Board Secretary Mary Beth Fast, and an election will be held for board president and vice president. A board treasurer and secretary will also be appointed. The new board will then handle some administrative matters before FFA coordinator Eric Miller makes a presentation with regard to the 2015 National FFA Convention. The board will act on approving the 2015 FFA convention trip to Louisville, Kentucky, and a 28E agreement with the Griswold School District for a fiscal year 2016 industrial technology class. Other action items include the contracts and letters of assignment for Jackie Sheeter, paraeducator at Washington Elementary, Vanessa Prohl, and Jenny Schinker, food service workers at Schuler and Washington, respectively. Derek Baer, Morgan Stasselm, Marcus Upchurch, and Eric Miller as homecoming float sponsors for the senior, junior, sophomore, and freshman classes, respectively, and the co-head sponsors for the Drama Thespian Society speech and debate. Also, the board will act on approving the resignations of Andrea Waters as middle school cheerleading sponsor and Kathy Summers as flag auxiliary sponsor, and amended contracts for several other individuals. Discussion items following regular business will include full work sessions and policy review, and a review and discussion of the employee handbook. Police in Creston arrested a woman from Afton Saturday morning. Officials say 40-year-old Robin Creveling was taken into custody at around 4:30 a.m. for domestic abuse assault. Creveling was later released from the Ringgold County Jail on $1,000 bond. Also arrested Saturday morning was 22-year-old Marshall Keat of Creston. Keat was charged with public intoxication second offense. And 20-year-old Clinton Bird of Creston was arrested Friday morning for public intoxication. Both men were later released on bond. Creston police said also 17-year-old Kane Farlow of Creston was referred to juvenile authorities at the Creston Alternative School Friday on charges of interference with official acts, criminal mischief in the third degree, and probation violation. Farlow was released to the custody of juvenile services. The Audubon Police Department Sunday released a report detailing several arrests that took place over the past 2 weeks. On Sunday, 42-year-old Chad Eric Deist of Hamlin was arrested for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Deist was released on a promise to appear later in court. On Thursday, Audubon police arrested 35-year-old Jason Arthur Malloy of Audubon for driving under suspension. That same day, 28-year-old Dustin Douglas Williams of Audubon was arrested for disorderly conduct. Williams and Malloy were released on a promise to appear later in court. On September the 7th, police in Audubon arrested 20-year-old Sean Alexander Jensen of Anita for public intoxication and two counts of interference with official acts. Jensen was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Back on September the 5th, 42-year-old Brian Lee Schwab of Audubon was arrested by Audubon police for disturbing the peace. And on September the 3rd, 31-year-old Justin Hires of Carroll was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. Both men were released on a promise to appear later in court. And on September the 1st, 28-year-old Jared Dwayne Joyce of Atlantic was arrested by Audubon police on an Audubon Police Department warrant for disorderly conduct. Joyce appeared before a magistrate and pled guilty. That same day, 54-year-old Robert Charles Atkinson of Audubon was arrested for public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. Atkinson was released on a promise to appear later in court. Well, the lake for which the southwest Iowa town of Carter Lake is named has become a useless body of water, according to the town's mayor, and he blames the Iowa DNR for the mess. Several years back, the agency spent almost $6 million to remove algae from the lake, but the newly clear water allowed plants to grow on the lake bottom, plants that now clog boat propellers. Mayor Gerald Waltrip is upset.
My complaint is, you can't use the lake. Most people can't use it. Where I live, I have not had my boat in the water for fifth summer because of the seaweed around my dock area.
He says those who attempt to take their boats out on the lake do so at the risk of burning up their motors by getting the props tangled in the lake's forest of weeds.
Fishermen don't even use it. I used to have 10 boats every day from 3:30 in the afternoon until dark with fishermen all the time. And they loved it. They can't do it anymore.
In trying to wipe out the algae and a bad stench, he says the DNR may have done its job too well. Visitors can now see the bottom of the lake and the sun shines through the water, which caused the abundance of plants to grow.
I'm not going to disagree that they didn't make it cleaner or more clear. But now you're to a point where probably 90% of the people that used to use the lake can't use it.
Carter Lake, a town of about 3,800 people, has two underwater vegetation harvesters, but operating them is expensive. The situation is impacting the Carter Lake Ski Club, which is losing members and spending more money on weed control by its docks. DNR officials say the lake is now good for fish, and the main concern is water quality. The DNR says Carter Lake is evolving, and the problem will eventually solve itself. Elsewhere in the news, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Sunday of a Glenwood man. 36-year-old Robert Matthew Justice was taken into custody at around 6:50 p.m. for driving while suspended on Highway 34, with 17 withdrawals in effect. Justice was being held Sunday night to the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a woman on Mills County warrant Saturday. 34-year-old April Marie Watson was taken into custody on a warrant for larceny from banking and fifth-degree theft. Watson was transported to the Mills County Jail, where she was being held on a $300 cash bond. And sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a man from Nebraska was arrested late Saturday night on a felony charge of introducing contraband into a jail facility. 40-year-old Floyd Robert Johnson Jr. of Omaha was arrested at the jail at around 8:30 p.m. Johnson Jr. was being held on a $5,000 cash bond. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.